The latest Palestinian suicide attacks in Israel have underscored the extreme difficulties in getting the two sides to move forward with an international roadmap for peace. At the United Nations Monday, the UN Special Representative to the Middle East took both sides to task for their actions, said continued intransigence would further undermine the peace process. In a briefing to the United Nations Security Council, UN Special Middle East Envoy Terje Rød-Larsen said, "The terrorism will not stop until the Israelis and the Palestinians take reciprocal steps toward ending the violence as outlined in the roadmap to peace." Mr. Rød-Larsen said the Palestinian Authority had tragically failed on the question of security reform and must bring those involved in the suicide attacks to justice. But he also criticized Israel for the continued killings of Palestinian civilians and destruction of their property. The roadmap, presented late last month by the so-called Quartet, the European Union, Russia, the United Nations, and the United States, envisions a return to negotiations and the creation of a Palestinian state by 2005. In the interim, it calls on Palestinians to curb terrorism, and it calls on Israel to lift restrictions on Palestinians and withdraw from the Palestinian territories, occupied in September 2000 when the second Palestinian uprising began. But Israel's Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Aryeh Mekel, says the latest suicide attacks underscore Israel's reservations about the plan. He says Israel will not alter its military policy of targeting militants in the Palestinian territories until the Palestinians crack down on extremists.
Our major reservation is that we refuse to be killed during the day and negotiate during the night or the other way around. This is our major reservation. In other words, we would like the terror to be over. If the Palestinians want to move anywhere, they must put an end to these terrorist attacks. We will not live like that.
The Palestinian observer to the United Nations, Nasser al-Kidwa, told reporters that Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, commonly known as Abu Mazen, cannot stop the attacks until Israel first takes steps toward implementing the roadmap, such as ending settlement activity and abandoning military incursions in Palestinian areas.
Prime Minister Abu Mazen is unable to take those steps as long as the Israeli side rejects the roadmap. That is, theoretically, our common ground, both sides. Israel rejects to do that. Not only this, but Israel continues with its military attacks.
In his report to the Security Council, UN Special Envoy Rød-Larsen described a serious humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. He says UN humanitarian workers have been unable to do their jobs because they have been barred from entering or leaving the Gaza Strip. Although some UN staff have now been told that they can leave, Mr. Rød-Larsen says the policy violates the immunities of UN personnel and international law. Jenny Badner, VOA News, New York.